Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Well, I'm not sure you'll call it a happy Friday. Literally, in just the last 65 seconds, the ruling came down in the New York civil case. Remember, the judgment was made ahead of time in this case in terms of Donald Trump. This was about what the, quote, punishment was going to be. He was found liable. And it's everything that we expected, everything that we knew would happen. And it's everything that I've been saying. And that is, I've never thought for a second that Donald J. Trump could get a fair trial in New York State. Period. This is a civil case, but it'll be the same thing in the Bragg criminal case, which is now scheduled to move forward sometime in March. Trump, you know, this is what's amazing here. They basically, ostensibly, I guess Letitia James, who's the attorney general of New York, can check this off her list of campaign promises, because she made a campaign promise that she'd go after one man, one family, one organization, and with a vengeance, she has done that. And here's what the ruling says. Libel, $354.9 million in a 92-page ruling by this judge in Goron. It would ban Trump and others from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation or other legal entity in New York for 3 years. They had been requesting a 5-year ban. Oh, I don't think I'd actually call that a win. The judge did, you know, ban his organization from applying for loans from any New York chartered financial institution for 3 years. It banned Donald Trump, others from serving as an officer, director of any New York corporation, legal entity, as I said, for 3 years. The judge bans Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation or other legal entity in New York for 2 years. And it's as predictable as the day was long. Now, at the heart of this case, let me bring you back to what this case was all about. It was about whether or not Donald Trump gave false information on applications for loans and insurance policies. That's what this really comes down to. Now, let's start with the most fundamental point. There wasn't one single bank, not one insurance company, that ever had a claim of any kind against Donald J. Trump or the Trump Organization or the Trump kids. Not one. If you want to talk about a grave injustice, so nobody here is complaining. Every single person got paid back. They got paid back on time. As it relates to the issue of valuations, this is probably the most interesting to me, because the person that was that had the most egregious valuation of any property was Judge Engoron himself, which I'll get to in a minute. But in other words, the idea that on these loan applications, insurance applications, that the Trump Organization put forward financial information. Now, what they are not telling you and what should have mitigated any liability for anybody was a disclaimer. It was part of the boilerplate contracts. It was in every single Trump Organization contract that regardless of what they put in as a valuation, as reference, for example, for collateral, that it is irrelevant what they are putting in paper, that it was up to these banks and insurance companies to do their own valuations, which, by the way, they have a complete fiduciary responsibility to do so. Could you imagine you make a loan application, or if you're applying for an insurance policy, just imagine for a second, 1 second, that in your application, you put in there a valuation of your home that maybe it's 4 times the real value of what it is. Okay. It's not, frankly, what you put in there is irrelevant in every way imaginable, because it's the company that has to make the valuation. I mean, you have independent people that these companies, they have a responsibility to do their own due diligence. They owe it to their shareholders. They owe it to their company. You're not just going to give people millions and millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars and not do your own valuations if there's issues involving collateral. Are you kidding me? That just does not happen. Period. End of sentence. It never should happen, never would happen. That's the great irony in all of this. Now, if we're going to talk about valuations, we've got to look at the judge in this case. By the way, liberal, leftist, you know, Democratic, you know, judge in New York, like most of them. And this is a guy that said the valuation of Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is in Palm Beach. Now, I happen to know a lot about property. I've invested in property my adult life. I know a lot about it. And I know a lot about Florida real estate for obvious reasons that I moved here. And I can tell you, and I've shown this on TV and we'll show it again tonight, that you can buy, if you want, in Palm Beach, Florida. Beautiful Palm Beach. Beautiful. You've got on one side, it's an island. You got on one side, you got the ocean. On the other side, you got the intercoastal. It's a pretty stunning place. Let's say you saw just an oceanfront property. Didn't have anything to do with the intercoastal. An oceanfront property. Well, you can buy one. We put it up on the TV show and we showed you the property. It's an empty lot. It's 2 acres. And the 2 acres is selling for, with dirt, for a whopping $200 million asking price. I know of one lot. It's a horrible lot that is considered an oceanfront lot. It's on a very, very busy street corner. It has a street between where you would build your home and the ocean, and it's on a corner. It's the worst lot I think I'd ever seen. If you wanted an oceanfront property, why would you want it on the one of the busiest streets imaginable? Why would you want a property that's supposedly on the ocean, but you have a big, busy street in front of you? The lot, the dirt alone, is being sold for $150 million. Why do I bring this up? Because the judge in this case, this biased and abusively, leftist judge that just hates all things Trump, that judge actually valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. And throughout the entire trial, he stuck with this stupid valuation of his. It's insane. I would find the money to buy Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. And then I'd put it up on the market for close to $1 billion, because that's what it's really worth, because you got 22 acres of Mar-a-Lago property. You've got 2 clubs. You've got a beach club on the ocean side of the property with buildings associated with it. You've got the intercoastal on the other side of the property where you have a club. It is a historic building. It is in mint condition. It has 58 bedrooms. It's got like 40 bathrooms in the main building. And then they've got cottages and other buildings surrounding, built all over the property. It's closer to $1 billion than it is $18 million. So the very thing they were accusing Donald Trump of here is the very thing the judge in this case is guilty of. Now, this is going to be brought up on appeal. If they have, you know, hopefully they can find a judge that is fair. Hopefully. I don't know if they can, but I would hope that maybe they can. But if they can find a judge that is fair, you know, I'll give you the summary in all of this. It has ordered the defendants, Donald Trump, the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust, the Trump Organization, et cetera, Trump Holdings, DJT Holdings, Managing Member, Trump Endeavor, and it lists all the things, ordered that defendants, Donald Trump, the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust, the Trump Organization, the Trump Old Post Office LLC, are jointly and, what does it say? I guess liable to the plaintiff in the amount of $126,828,600 with prejudgment interest from May of 2022. It has ordered the defendants, the Donald J. Trump, a Trump Revocable Trust, the Trump Organization, et cetera, liable to the plaintiff for the amount of $600 with prejudgment interest of, well, I don't know, it doesn't have a figure here. It's ordered that defendant Eric Trump is liable for in the amount of $4,013,024 prejudgment interest from May 11th of 2022. Same thing is for Don Jr. It's ordered the defendant, Alan Weiselberg, is liable to the plaintiff for the amount of $1 million. Ordered that the defendants, and then it just goes on and on, but you get the point. But remember, this was a promise of the AG of New York when she was running for office. Her name is Letitia James. Listen.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. I know my name personally.
That man in the White House who can't go a day without threatening our fundamental rights.
Yes, we need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. We need to find out whether or not he's engaged in conspiracy.
It's important that everyone understand that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
Wow. That was her promise. I guess as of today, she can say that justice was served and my campaign promise was fulfilled. Does that sound like justice to you? They basically have canceled an entire family, an entire organization in the state of New York. I mean, with a massive penalty. Now, is this going to be appealed? Of course it's going to be appealed. What have I been saying? I don't think you can get a fair trial anywhere in New York. I just don't believe that's possible. I don't believe it's possible that in the Alvin Bragg case, he'll get a fair trial. D.C., I think 5% of the population there voted for Donald Trump. He certainly is not going to get a fair trial in D.C. And obviously with Fani Willis, I don't think he's getting a fair trial in Fulton County, Georgia. Not that I think that case is going to go forward in the end anyway. This is what we talk about when we talk about a dual justice system. This is the targeting of people because they don't like their political views. They don't like the people. All of this combined is an effort to stop Donald Trump from ever being president again. Again, this is a civil trial. Well, what did they do? Who got harmed? What is the real damages here? How come the people that he did business with that they were citing in this case have never complained? Just the opposite. They got paid on time. They got paid the interest they wanted. They admit they did their own due diligence. The disclaimer speaks for itself. This is the weaponization of our justice system. This is not equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws in America. This is America before your very eyes becoming a banana republic. And maybe some of you on the left, maybe you think this is a good thing. You're celebrating. Be careful for what you wish for. Because if it can happen to one man, one family, and one organization, it can happen to you. And it probably will. Because once you go down this road of adopting banana republic and lawlessness and criminalization of political differences, this will impact everybody. It will boomerang back on them, too. And that's not right either. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll continue our coverage of all of this. I got a lot to say today about the mob and the media. We'll get to that in a minute. All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn. But after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her. They supported her. And they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. 25 to the top of the hour. It's taking on a new level of sick. If anything, if you look at all American institutions, our institutions of higher learning, our institution known as government, our institution of the media, the corruption is all of it is just collapsing. You know, as right before our eyes, institution of law and order and civil society is now collapsing before us. Our justice system is collapsing right before our eyes. Liberals are probably celebrating. They think this is a great day. Trump fined liable. He can't do business in New York. His sons can't do business in New York. $60 billion in a fine for what? And based on a promise, how does an attorney general or a DA, as has happened, all over the country, run on a platform to destroy one man, one family, one organization, and then fulfill the promise? Our judicial system, with judges that have just, with their own prejudices and their own agenda, or just infiltrate the entire judicial system. That institution collapsing before our eyes. This is not justice. It's on a spectacular fashion. Now, I'm sure this is going to be appealed, but it doesn't matter. This shouldn't have happened. A judge should not be able to put a valuation on a property. That's what this whole case was built on. And this judge was more guilty than anything alleged about the Trump organization, Donald Trump, or his two children involved, Eric and Don. This is not good for this country. Do you not see the danger that is behind this? 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I don't really have what else is there left to say? What is there left to say after all that we heard yesterday with Fannie Willis and her best friend saying that she and Nathan Wade had a romantic relationship in 2019? Now, either she's lying or Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis are lying. Somebody's lied. Somebody lied yesterday in a courtroom. Somebody did. When my kids had conflicting stories as kids and I didn't know who was telling the truth, I'd make them sit down in front of me and stare at each other. And I'll say, you guys are just going to stay there until one of you tells me that what you're saying is wrong. And, that didn't happen that often because they didn't like sitting there staring at each other. And eventually somebody would give up and say, all right, I did it, whatever. I'm like, why didn't you tell me the truth originally? You're getting punished. You go about your business. That's how I dealt with it. Fannie Willis has all this cash in her house. Her strange answer when asked if her relationship with Nathan Wade ended before the indictment was returned. Well, from a man's point of view, I'm like, what? From a man's perspective, what does that mean? What if somebody on the stand, a conservative, said, well, from a woman's point of view, good luck with that. We played all the, all I mean, it was unbelievable yesterday. I'm not on trial. Combative in a courtroom. The judge gave more than ample amount of room. You know, I want to get into one other thing that has been on my mind. And this just broke, I guess, the day before yesterday. The special counsel has now charged an FBI informant for giving false information after he alleged that Joe and Hunter Biden were paid millions in exchange for helping to fire the Ukrainian prosecutor. That's Viktor Shokin, who was investigating the Ukrainian energy company and firm Burisma Holdings. Okay, very nice. And according to the court documents, apparently this guy, you know, I know because I talked to members on the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee and Ways and Means Committee, this apparently was a longtime FBI informant. This guy was on their payroll. This guy now has been charged. His name is Alexander Smirnov. He's 43 years old, charged with making a false statement, creating a false fictitious record during FBI interviews. And this is the guy that led to what was known as the infamous 1023 report. Now, it's amazing that the FBI, this is not the first time that they are now using people, you know, that are extremely, you know, well-trusted, credible FBI sources. They're people that get paid by the FBI to give them information. That information led to what was a 1023 form, which is, we have explained on numerous occasions what that is. And that is somebody saying X happened or Y happened or D happened. And the allegations that call into question, that was the 1023 document that detailed the bribery allegations against President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. I remember the FBI originally didn't even want to acknowledge it existed. And that made people more suspicious. And then they only wanted to give out a redacted version. And then finally, Charles Grassley, senator from Iowa, you know, hardly, a radical senator, said, I think the public has a right to see this and a right to know this. Okay, so what they're saying is, I guess Weiss is saying, the special counsel, is that this guy gave false information. This is not the first time, though, that this has happened, is it? It's not the first time. You might recall, you might remember a guy by the name of Christopher Steele. Remember, he was another credible FBI source. Remember Christopher Steele? Yeah. The bought and paid for Hillary Clinton dirty Russian dossier that became the basis of FISA warrants, that became the basis of everything that followed thereafter. Remember that guy? You know, I have an article in front of me from the Washington Post. Dear CNN, what parts of the dossier were corroborated? Whoopsie daisy. None of it was corroborated, but they ran with it. New York Times finally even put this out. How did so much of the media get the Steele dossier wrong? Now, why do I bring this up? As part of our coverage of the Biden family syndicate, we have pointed out that, in fact, you know, this 1023 form existed. And here's the problem. People attacking, well, Hannity reported this 4,828 times is what the argument is. And I'm sitting there laughing to myself because this is the same mob in the media that peddled for three long years conspiracy theories and lies based on one thing. Christopher Steele's dirty disinformation dossier that was all paid for by Hillary Clinton that funneled money through a law firm that hired an op researcher, op research group that hired Christopher Steele. If it was Perkins Coie hiring Fusion GPS, hiring Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele puts a series of memos together about Trump-Russia collusion. And that became known as the dossier. Okay, everybody bought it, hook, line, sinker. And that was pretty much the crux of their case to make against Donald Trump about Russia collusion. And the mob, the media, well, let's go back in time. Because the issue involving Hunter and Joe Biden and the Biden family syndicate, the fact that this guy turned out not to be credible. Now, the FBI has been, you know, had this guy as a credible source and informant since 2010. How could they be wrong for 14 years, the FBI? They said Christopher Steele was a credible informant. And they believed him until we found out they knew not to trust him. And they were warned not to trust him. They were warned by Bruce Orr in August of 2016, not to trust him. That it was a political document, Orr said. And many times thereafter. And then they eventually got rid of him. But the media still went with it. Here's the media, Democrats, saying the dossier is true. It's true. Listen.
Based on our own reporting and word from numerous official sources, the dossier, in fact, is far from bogus.
No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
We already know that the part about the coverage that they have on him with sex actions is supposed to be true.
The intelligence community has corroborated, whoever paid for it, has corroborated a lot of the information that was in there to begin with.
Correct. There are actually substantial portions of what was in the Steele dossier, which was a raw intelligence document, that have indeed checked out.
You know, I think we're going to actually have to stop calling it the infamous dossier. Mm-hmm. Increasingly, right. It's the accurate dossier. Increasingly, it's the damning dossier.
Not one word has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
The dossier, right, which looked sort of out there at first, is getting truer and truer and truer as facts come out.
But some of the substantive content of the dossier we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment.
It hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Oh, okay.
You're asking your intel community. Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there. The meetings.
All the details. Not all the details. Not even close to all the details.
Hold on, Congressman. Let's go over it.
All of it turns out to be false. Let's go back. Media, Democrats pushing the dossier. Listen.
The Christopher Steele dossier, which is a controversial document for lots of reasons. Quoting from that, though, a lot of it has been proven out.
Do you believe anything about that dossier?
Oh, I think it should be taken a look at. I think they should really read it, understand it, analyze it, and determine what's fact, what may not be fact. We already know that the part about the coverage that they have on him with sex actions is supposed to be true.
My focus today is to explore how many claims within Steele's dossier are looking more and more likely as though they are accurate. The dossier definitely seems right on these points. A quid pro quo relationship seems to exist between the Trump campaign and Putin's Russia.
There is a lot in the dossier that is yet to be proven, but increasingly, as we'll hear throughout the day, allegations are checking out.
The famous dossier.
All right, here's what I can tell you right here. I could play another 8 minutes of this that we have. It was all false. And the entire Russia collusion hoax was based on it. And the mob and the media pushed it based on this one major point for years. Now, I'm mad at the FBI that they got it wrong on the Christopher Steele dossier and that he was a, quote, credible informant to them that was paid by them and paid by Hillary Clinton. I'm mad that the FBI informant, the 1023 form in this case, that now this guy has been charged. It appears Alexander Smirnoff was not to be trusted. But it doesn't negate this. It doesn't negate that Joe lied to the country as a candidate, as a president, when he said, I never once spoke to Hunter, my brother, or anybody for that matter. It doesn't negate the fact that we now know that Joe took official action as vice president, that we know that Joe Biden, fired the Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor, looking into his son and looking into Burisma Holdings. It doesn't negate the fact that as a result of that, his son continued to be paid millions, even though at the time he admits he was a drug addict and admits he had no experience in energy, oil, gas, or coal. It doesn't negate the fact that Joe Biden lied about saying that he never talked to these people about this. And Devin Archer testifies that he called into at least 20 meetings that he knows of with Hunter and his foreign business partners. It doesn't negate the fact that they got, what, $3 million, $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch named Elena Baturina. It doesn't negate the fact that Joe met with Elena Baturina at Cafe Milano and other people, other farm business partners as well. It doesn't negate the fact that Joe Biden, according to Rob Walker, showed up at another meeting, this time with the CEFC, the Chinese energy conglomerate. It doesn't negate the WhatsApp message that said, I'm sitting here with my father, and you didn't follow through. And as a result, between everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, that you're going to regret your decision. It doesn't negate the fact that the Biden family you know, made all of this money. It doesn't make negate the fact that they got paid all money from China and Russia and Kazakhstan and Romania and Ukraine. Yet they show no services rendered, no area of expertise in any of this. It doesn't negate. And they're trying to say, see, Hannity didn't tell the truth about the FBI informant. I guess I was stupid. I should have learned from Christopher Steele. They have a bad taste in picking out FBI informants. That's on the FBI. That's on the FBI. What we reported from the FBI was factual until they told us yet this week that it wasn't factual. It doesn't negate any part of the Biden family syndicate. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this when we have more time. We'll continue. This judgment came in New York, $359 million. And the Trump family can't practice business in New York. Not that I think they want to for the next 3 years anyway. We'll talk more about that. We'll get your reaction. We'll talk to Alan Dershowitz, Pam Bondi, Greg Jarrett. Much more coming up. We'll have all of this on Hannity tonight at 9 on the Fox News Channel as we continue.
That won't go on any other radio shows, and he does it every single day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Love to remind you, you can save money, not sacrifice service, thanks to Pure Talk. That's right. They offer the same cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers. You save about half off. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. And if you've been on the fence, well, today's the day to get off the fence, because right now, when you make the switch, it's simple, fast, and easy. You get a free Samsung 5G smartphone, no four-line requirement, no activation fee, just a Samsung that is built to last, rugged screen, quick charging battery, top tier data security. Now you just get their $35 plan a month, unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. Anyway, the same exact service as the big carriers, and you save a fortune. And right now you get a free Samsung brand new 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless big time. How do you make the switch? You dial pound 250, say the keyword save now. Pound 250, keywords, save now, join the stampede of us. When we come back, we'll check in with Alan Dershowitz. Later, we'll get to your calls and Greg Jarrett, Pam Bondi, all coming up. Yes, we will cover all these issues. Yes, our institutions are collapsing, our educational system collapsing, law and order's collapsing, government and judiciary are collapsing. Frightening. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.